KBR News.
A local political science professor says she's surprised how close things were in yesterday's Houston City Council at-large race. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Alejandra Salinas and Dwight Boykins were the top vote-getters for the at-large District 4 position. The University of Houston's Nancy Sims was on this morning's Houston Matters.
I think people weren't expecting her to do that well, and so that was a little bit surprising. She had raised a lot of money and worked really hard, and Dwight Boykins had relied very heavily on his name idea of having served in office before.
The runoff election is December 13th. There was a surprising upset in the Cypress-Fairbanks ISD school board race. Candidates Leslie Gilmart, Cleveland Lane Jr., and Kendra Camarena defeated conservative board candidates. News 88.7's Bianca Seward says that ends the board's majority block and unseats both the president and vice president.
Let's keep the community growing, and we're going to make this happen. Thank y'all again.
That's Lane, the District 6 winner, celebrating the surprising sweep alongside Gilmart, Camarena, and dozens of supporters last night in Cypress. Gilmart, who now holds the District 5 seat, is already thinking about the changes she wants made.
The first thing I'd like to do is to uncensor the instructional materials chapters that were censored almost a year and a half ago. And then we've got to start doing some deep analysis of our budget. It is a really tough situation financially right now because we want to bring back our librarians.
The board will be sworn in on December 11th and will then elect a new president and vice president. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
As we head into the weekend, officials warn we could see once again long delays at Houston airports. Bush Airport says some people had to wait about 3 hours to get through TSA checkpoints last weekend. Congestion has eased over the past few days, but wait times could spike as we head toward Friday. Overnight lows should be around 62 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.